what used to happen to the lotus feet of Radha Gopinath. One gentleman in our congregation heard this very famous Hindi song, Aachal ke tujhe main leke chalun, ek aise gagan ke tale, jahan gam bhi na ho, aansu bhi na ho, bas pyar hi pyar mile. And he was thinking, where is that gagan? I'm hearing this song under that gagan where there is no gum, no aansu, just pyar hi pyar mile. He kept going here, there, everywhere to look for that place, but he didn't find. Finally, he came to the precincts of Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Mandir, and one of our senior devotees was giving class, and he quoted the Bhagavad Gita verse, you know, Natad bhasayate suryo na shashanko na pavaka yad gatvana nivartante tad dham paramam mama. And he said the translation, you know, that is my abode, which does not need any electricity to illuminate, no moon, no sun, there's no misery there. Once gone, you never come back. He said, this is the gagan I'm looking for, you know. And he came to a temple and became a devotee based on that song which brought him here, and found the meaning of that song in this verse. Jahan gam bhi na ho, aansu bhi na ho, bas pyar hi pyar mile. That is the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, founded by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada and carried on by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, as everyone has been speaking. We cannot separate the Chopati temple from His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. Carrying the wish of Srila Prabhupada, he created this community of love, you know, jahan pyar hi pyar mile. And this devotee was His Grace Upananda Prabhu, who is a senior counselor now. I'm sorry, His Grace Upendra Prabhu, who is one of our senior counselors. One other devotee came to our temple because of another cinema song. He heard the song, Aaj Jawani Par Itrane Wale Kal Pachtayega, Chadta Suraj Dhire Dhire Dhalta Hi Dhal Jayega. And he heard, you know, Mutthi Bandh Ke Aane Wale Kya Saath Mein Kya Le Jayega, and all that stuff he heard. And he became so reflective. He heard that song at least over 150 times. And then bumped into devotees and came to the temple. I think it was here, or probably Radha Kunja Bihari, but I think it was Radha Gopinath temple. And this devotee who heard this song so many times, you know, kuch nahi le jayega, kuch jayega, nahi jayega, my God. And it is such a song of detachment, he just decided to join as a brahmachari. And this is our Prem Nidhi Prabhu, who is leading the GFS program. So I think all of these people who have composed this movie song will get some Agya Sukruti for having brought two people to our community and to the lotus feet of Shri Radha Gopinath. Jai Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagavan ki! Jai! So we'll now have Rupa Raghunath Prabhu share his memories. Hare
Krishna. Om Agyanata Mirandas Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Vena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Hare Krishna. Yesterday I was thinking what to speak, and thank you for this a wonderful festival. Just 2 days before, Gauram Prabhu was explaining this verse, Namo Akinchana Vittaya Nirutta Grunatthaya Atma Ramaya Shantaya Kaivalya Pataya Namaha, Kunti Maharani's prayers. When I heard that Shantaya, I had some hopes because the initial days of this place, the kind of things we did here, so no hope for any devotional service. But when he explained, when Krishna says, opulence of materialistic people, he says, Atmaram, I am self-satisfied, no need of anything from outside. But when he sees some sadhakas or devotees, they are trying to progress, but does sometimes mistakes or do some whimsical things, and Krishna is like a shantaya, he's peaceful. Somebody complains, okay, your devotee is like doing like this, he's chanting but he's dozing. Krishna, don't worry, at least he's chanting, he's sitting. So he's shantaya. So when I heard that, okay, he has some hopes for us, because initial days, 84, 85, when I came here at 81, 82, and 84, this orphanage was shifted to Andheri Bhavans, because these Bhavans wanted to take this place. And But Gopinath had some other plans. So Gopinath intervened and all devotees moved here. 85, 86 devotees moved here. And again, all orphanage boys, those who are in Andheri Bhavans, they moved here back again. And where Radhakrishna Palika Mata is staying, small room, maybe 10 by 15 room. In that room, all 50 children were stocked. Their lockers and children were there. So, like Dwarkesh Prabhu, Srinaj Prabhu explained so nicely. So we have a very small stage here. And on that stage, we had a small altar, Radha Gopinath. And this hall, like we used to share. In half size, we used to put partitions. And that side, all children used to sleep. Orphan students will sleep. And this place was for devotees. And Mangalarti used to start 5 o'clock. And then all of us sleeping there. Behind the partition. And now Mangalarti going on, still we're snoring. And we used to think it's a good background music. Still sleeping there. And slowly, Gopinath is so merciful, he elevated. Then we thought, okay, other than sleeping, people are coming from such a far, people are coming here, and sometimes we're getting up and going, and they're seeing us, we've not taken bath, and not so good. So we started getting up, but not to come for Mangalarti. We used to get up, 5 o'clock, go down, and we used to do yoga there. And devotees are coming from Mangalarti, 5 o'clock, and our boys will do some yoga, just of superficial some exercises to do there. So slowly, devotees, because when devotees started coming, many of were foreign bodies, devotees were here. So neighbors, they should tell us, see, this Hare Krishna has come here. Don't think they are sadhus. They say, see how Britishers came in India. They came as a businessman and then took over India. So they come as a some devotee sadhus, but they will take over the whole orphanage. But so they should teach us these things. And they took, of course, so Krishna has taken over and for good. So they used to call us to watch their houses for movies and all these things, and they used to teach us these things. See, they're taking drugs, they're taking these, that, so many things, nonsense things they're doing. So watch. So our boys, they used to go in front of toilet, they would stand there, and they used to think they're inside, this is smoking ganja or some bees or what. They used to watch, children used to watch, and sometimes they steal their things. A lot of torturements been done initially. But after all these things our devotees will go through, but one thing surprised us, or specifically attracted me, was so much blasphemy, so much torture. Anytime we used to go in front of any devotee, they used to come close and embrace us. Any child they will see, they will embrace, they will give some sweets. Specifically, here, Vrindavan Prabhu was here, Bhagavan Prabhu, Govind Prabhu, Satyarat Prabhu, Marathi speaking devotees were here. So when we saw them, we got attracted. Yeah, they speak Marathi. Till now we're just hearing this English language and everything was above our heads. And we, outside preaching was that, these are foreigners and they'll take over all of you and they will throw you out. That was the things were told. But when we saw that, after so much insult, and sometimes we used to, just for a simple thing, we used to fight with them. We used to think, hey, this is our place, and why are these people coming inside? Why they are trying to do things here? That was the offensive mood, what boys they had initially. But when we saw that loving affection, loving relationships of devotees, that really changed. Especially some of our boys, they changed. And slowly, elderly boys, they started taking interest in Krishna consciousness. And night, and then Bhagavan Prabhu, some senior devotees, they used to come and tell, they will put Radha Gopinath to rest, and then they will come and tell some stories. And they will tell stories and they will distribute prasadam. So these affectionate dealings of devotees, really changed people's heart, and it's a boy's heart. And then, but initial days, even the brahmacharis, those to join, what we see as standards, it was not that time. Any of our devotee will go there in Chaupati, he will chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and any of Chaupati person will join, he will come with him. I want to become sadhu. He will come here and next day he will be 7 head. But no culture, no any sort of Vaishnava etiquettes. And some of these people, they will come and fight with children, and we are like elderly boys that time. So we're taking boy's side. How can you fight with him? How you teasing that boy? And one of person I remember, he came and next day he was trying to bossing over the boys. 2-3 days we saw, then one fine day we told boys, we'll do one trick for him. So evening time, one boy went to him and come here, tell some stories. And we brought him here, middle of this hall. And then this hall used to be like a boy's bedroom. So we told 2-3 boys, bring blankets. And two boys, this side, one we had that connection, this one side, this connection. And then 2 boys were there, they put off lights and put all blankets. And 50 boys, nice dhulai of that person. And next day he was off. Off means he left. That kind of things were boys were doing with. Of course, he was not like a long, like he's not like a Bhagwan Prabhu, Govind Prabhu. They're like they all elevated devotees. We're knowing them, you know? But some of like we used to see that he's not up to the standard, and he's trying to boss over the boys. So eliminate from him. He's not the qualified person to stay here. So that was the orphan standard, what we had. These are sadhus. We used to say, Vrindavan Prabhu or Govind Prabhu, Bhagwan Prabhu. We used to say, okay, they speak nicely, they are in that saffron dress, or you know, we used to see them. So we used to say, they are sadhus. But he's trying to boss over our boys. Some things used to happen like that. So many times, children used to go in dirty room and directly steal the Mahaprasad without asking. One time I remember somebody had bought 9 o'clock bhoga, mangal bhoga offering, and one of our orphan boy, before offering Lord, he had taken off. And now pujari is searching over. Where is the bhoga? Where is bhoga? So, that a lot of things, initial days, like Dwarkashpur told, this was like a playground. There we used to, personally, I was, once I got fractured here in the same hall, while playing football. It's a 10th exam, and to just relieve from tension, we are playing night 8, 11 o'clock, we're playing football here. Really, then I got fractured, hand fracture here. So this is like a playground. And then, but later on when many duties started coming here, and the anger classes to go on, yoga classes. And then Govind Gopinath's Shrungara Darshan is open, and here they are doing Shirsasana or so many other asanas. Legs up, feet up, and then somebody is doing Shavasana. And Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. Gopinath tolerates so much. You know, and from such a ground, he bought now such a culture place here. And I think 89 Pune Yatra. Dwarkashpur spoke lot about Pune Yatra. So from first Pune Yatra, I used to, because every Yatra we had concession from orphan students. Every Yatra 10 students used to go for Yatra every time. So every Yatra I was there from beginning, because I was supporting this Krishna consciousness from little bit, what background I had little bit. So Deshu, yeah, he's nice. If you take him, then all others will follow. So every Yatra, at least my number was there. From Pune Yatra, 86, 87, all Yatras used to attend. And then what Prabhuji was saying, lifting devotees and dancing, it's amazing that. Kirtan, Ras. In 89, That's why Gopinath is very Jagrut Dev. Sorry, Jagrut Devastan. Yes, you pray and then it's your wish fulfilled. So, 89, Pune Yatra, we came back. I was studying for exams. And one fine day, no clue where I had to join or do anything. This fine day, I just studying for exams and I was just in tears. I was crying. Half an hour trying to control my tears, but somehow not able to control tears. I was crying, and inside his heart was dancing, and just only one thing was I was remembering, that's Chanj, and then Maharaj's voice, and the Kirtan, everything, that things were going, and Pune Yatra, what, just few days back, I was relished that things were going on in heart. I was just crying. Then I just decided, half an hour trying to control myself, and afterwards I decided, okay, now, henceforth, I can't continue this material world. It's impossible, I can't do this. I can't do job, I can't go anywhere, I can't be with material people. So I just came up, just sat, this Gopinath is here, I was sitting here, and I was crying, tears are flowing from my eyes. And I was praying, Gopinath, I don't know what's happening, it's up to you. You guide my life. You decide what I should do. And I remember I just prayed. Behind Govind Prabhu was sitting there, just cleaning plates, wiping plates. I asked him, because in Pune Yatra, I heard Vrindavan Prabhu was explaining about Belgaum Yatra, how is Belgaum place and Tirthakunde, and how Shiva temple, and from Shiva temple that Shivling, that water flows, and that water goes to village, and it's a beautiful place. And I was, from beginning, from childhood, I was attracted to this natural environment. Now I am in Wada. So from childhood, I was very much attracted to this natural conditions. Heard that, and I thought, okay, I had to go that place. And I asked Govind Prabhu, is it possible to go to Belgaum? And somehow he sensed something, why you want to go to Belgaum? So I don't know. I'm thinking I will, in summer season I will go. For vacation I will go. I can't dare him to tell ki I want to go and join there. So can you go down? Vrindavan Prabhu is there and he wants to go to Belgaum. So went and he wanted to take Radha Gopinath altar. I think we had changed altar and previous altar was there. He wanted to Belgaum. He wanted some extra person to carry that altar. And he already had extra ticket that day. So he told me, if you're coming, it's very nice. And then after, when then 2-3 days later, I told him, I'm not going back to Bombay again. So I stayed there only. So I just thought, it's such a powerful, just pray and Krishna, Gopinath is just there. If it just comes from heart. Of course, if you pray for good, it reserves good. If you pray for something bad, then you're gone. So that's my own experience. Sometime, as somebody was getting initiated here, and one of, I don't know if I should tell or not, but how I fall in trouble. This one girl was getting initiated, and my name was Ram Raj. And the girl was getting initiated, Sita. Then, it's a good match. Somehow, just came in mind, after 3-4 years, I fall in almost in that condition. And I suffered, after 1 or 2 years, I suffered a lot. And that suffering from Belgaum brought me back again here. And it was like such a torment, such a squeezing of heart. Krishna literally purified, not purified or anything, but somehow that if you pray for good, it results good. But it's just a small desire for sense gratification. And Krishna gave the results of that. And when I came back, and I was going through a lot, attachments, and wanted to leave the Brahmacharya Ashram, at the same time the attachments were taking me there. And then I just, His Holiness Radhananda Swami Maharaj, he was such a gentle, and he was taking so nice care. He told me, every day you should come to my room, 5 minutes, at least sit 5 minutes in my room. Every day you should come and see me. I was trying my best. and especially Govind Prabhu and Bhagwan Prabhu supported so much. Still, that's why when they told me, you have to come and speak, I thought, the last thing I will do this, to come and speak on dais and such a elevated gathering. But Baldev Prabhu told, then you speak to Govind Prabhu. Now I know, I will not speak. I will not tell him no karke. So I agreed, okay, I will come. Because he given me new life, Govind Prabhu and Bhagwan Prabhu, because I'm here just because of them. They supported so much. They were like, again, and they were like, hours together will they come and sit with me and console me. And then on fine day, it's the Radhashmi day. I went to Maharaj. He called me. He told, see, Rupa Raghunath, he prayed to Radharani. Today is Radhashmi. Oh, my dear Radharani, if you so desire, please help me to remain Brahmachari. And he told, you work hard whole day, work hard, and pray from heart, intense prayer. And I just prayed in front of Radharani that day, worked whole day in kitchen, work hard, and evening I was just praying in front of Radharani, tears in eyes, please help me. And Govind Prabhu knows, next day, whole thing was solved. That girl ran away with somebody else. So next day Govind Prabhu told me, he was so happy, and Anand Vrindavan Prabhu was in the bathroom, he was dancing, oh so nice. Everybody was dancing in. Yes, he saved. He brought me in Maharaj room, and his Maharaj told, yes, that was South India. Kal Krishna was Lord with Lord Chaitanya. He was dragged by Bhattaris. And he was the same thing. That time, Lord Chaitanya personally intervened. He brought Kal Krishna back. Now, Gopinath personally intervened. He brought him back. So it's all Vaishnavas and Gopinath's mercy. So, since that day, I was very much attached to deities. Because personally, I prayed by Maharaj's guidance and his mercy. And of course, he empowered. He put that force in that prayers. Otherwise, I don't have that quality. So, then slowly, because I was attached, and then I was put in deity worship. And we got in deity worship, like a pujari department. And initial days, I still remember, we had a meeting with Maharaj, and when they posted me, you be head pujari here. I went to Maharaj and I told ki, Maharaj, now I be head pujari, so any instruction for me? I thought ki, Maharaj will tell some highly past times, you know, Vrindavan or some, you know, it's very high thing, head pujari, so you should be in that high consciousness. So I went to Maharaj and he paused for a few seconds and I told, so, Rupa Raghunath, you are head pujari of a world famous temple, but never try to become boss of devotees. No, don't never try to become master of devotees. Always be the humble servant of devotees. That was heavy. At the same time, that's what was needed. So that's how he was training pujaris, how should take up this service. And initial days, because we didn't have much manpower for deity worship, one fine day we had to announce a Sunday feast. Okay, if anybody is interested, those are Brahman initiated, those interested in deity worship, please come up. And then after that, we got almost 75 pujaris. Next week, so many congregation devotees started coming up. Otherwise, initially I remember, they should do dressing. Many of brahmacharis, they should do dressing and they will dump everything behind and they will go back. And then head pujari will have to at least, till 8 to 11, he has to just wind up the whole thing. Behind, alone, just do the whole thing. But slowly we see, so nicely this things are growing, and so nice affluent gorgeous things are coming up. I was just speaking to Radha Priya Mataji, how they were looking dresses and jewelries. Initial days, we didn't had much funds for making dresses. They used to have Janmashtami, one dress would be sponsored by, from temple. They will give Lakshmi for Janmashtami dress. Other dresses you manage. So Mataji, they used to have their own funds. Mataji, they will come together, they will contribute, and they will have funds for making dresses. And maximum dress will cost like 20,000, 30,000. Maybe Janmashtami dress will be like a 50, maximum 60,000. That was highest. Now some lakhs. What we have. So initially, one realization they had, we had a fixed measurement, shirt, kurta, pant, everything was Gopinath, Gaurnitai. But every time dresses is to come, and at least shirt will be tight or pant will be loose, the tailor will say, every time, same measurement, why it's always no fitting? It's always, they share the realization ki their dress never fitted, never fixed. Always sometimes Gopinath is slim, sometimes little fat. So I don't know, never realized how it was happening. And even became four dresses, main dresses used to be sponsored by like a somebody's marriage here, then they will sponsor the dress. Depends on the budget. If like a budget for low budget, then that will be like a night dress. That's a high budget, then that will be the day dress. No schedule. This is a Janmashtami or Gaur Purnima, but just depend on the duties sponsorship. That was like a initial days of how we used to stitch the dresses, and many of these Matas, they will like a 4 months, 6 months before we'll give the dress. And then they will stitch and they will put sequences and embroidery and all these things. The dress will be distributed at least 15, 20 places, at least 10, 15 places. One shirt will this place, one pant this place, skirt this place, shawl other place. And then the day of festival, that dress will come. Morning 5 o'clock, sometimes mother driver will go to some other place. They have to bring the shirt here. Pant is there, but skirt is not there. Still stitching going on. Morning 5 o'clock, vehicle is to come here. many times, because many devotees are involved in that services. And I remember still they miss a lot. Those who are like involved in making their dresses and shawls and jewelries, many are involved. And still they were telling me, we miss a lot, that atmosphere. But now, of course, Gopinath is always growing, so we also has to grow. That's what His Holiness Radhan Maharaj had told when we, at least I remember, the way we think we are pujaris, we are taking care of deities, but at least many times I remember, they take care of us. They manage the schedules. They actually at least remind you what things has to be done, what. I remember once, it's a 9 o'clock offering, it's a Mangal Bhoga offering, and we had schedule, so one of pujari supposed to come and do the offering. And I was just chatting with devotees in Brahmachari Ashram, just on lockers, we were sitting, and just 4 or 5 Brahmacharis, I was just there. And suddenly, 9:26-27, just 2 minutes before, I was so uneasy. I was so uneasy. What's happening? And I jumped from locker and just ran to deity room, and saw no pujari there. Actually, within 2 minutes, plates has to be ready. Offering plate, bhoga plate, everything. Like 10-15 minutes before, all these things has to be ready. Now 9:30, I have to close the curtain. And now I have to go for offering. And till just 2 minutes before, nothing was there. No tiffin had brought from up from kitchen or down that time. No tiffin has come there. And we just, I thought, nobody's here. Now, I was not clean for that, to go inside altar also. But we had emergency some rules for pujaris. So I just remembered all this. I just sat for Achman and remembered all those tirthas what we visited. There's the emergency code for that. It's not be followed every time. It's very emergency. Ki all tirthas where we visited, taken bath, just remember Jagannath Puri, Vrindavan, Mayapur, whatever, just whatever, taken bath, just remember all the tirthas, perform Achman and just ran inside. A close curtain, and then we did offering. 2-3 devotees we called, bought, made plates, and on time it was done. Then immediately in between 10 minutes we went, took bath and did the arati. So till then I was thinking, yes, I'm pujari and things are, I'm planning or I'm managing. But I just realized ki actually he who within inspires to do these things. Of course depends on our sincerity and the service we are doing. And once Mother Premataj asked Maharaj, why not we have silver plates for deities? Because four times the what plates we have, deval. It's almost like brass and outside the silver coating. So we wanted to make, because four times if you polish that, make in silver, for polishing it takes at least four times polish, in that cost you will get new plates. That much costing for just polishing, silver plating. So we thought, why not have our own like a silver plates? But because of lack of security, we didn't have that time much security here. So Maharaj, if you have this kind of things in the altar or inside deity room, one thing, inside person, if he's not sincere, then he may get desire to steal something. He will run away with the things. Otherwise, we'll attract thieves from outside, for that matter. So then, we didn't have any extended discussion about that. And then once I was just, we had decoration every time. So what previously, what was happening, so we used to put nails on altar. And the Maharaj took, no. How can you put nails on altar? It's anant shesh. No way you can put nails or put your feet, even not foot. How can you put your nails on anant shesh? It's a, the Lord is residing on that altar. How can you do that? Then next day we had to remove all nails. It was golden altar, full golden, color golden. But now then, afterwards, immediately remove all nails next day. Then we had to remove all nails and remove that golden color, and we had then again this maroon polish and then golden leaves on that. But once we had wanted to have some at least 2-3 nails on altar for tying that effulgence behind deity. So we asked, is at least one nail on about deity. Okay, no nail, not at all. Okay, at least one nail on. I just want to hang that effulgence there. I was just walking with Maharaj there near staircase. And he's like, one nail, just for this, one effulgence want to hang on that. He told me, previous kings, when they are walking and they used to have effulgence behind their head, how that they were hanging from up. It's fact actually, they were not hanging from up. They used to have some on the crown where they can hang the. Then so it's just follow the instruction. Krishna gives intelligent. So then we had Damodar Prabhu, then he told me, planned that movable stands where we can fix the effulgence behind that. That was the story behind making that stands and all these things. So it's a wonderful time what we had, Gopinath, and it's so many stories, and the way he uplifted the whole environment from such a degraded thing, so many offensive things were happening, and such a wonderful Vaishnava culture because of Zonas Radhan Swami Maharaj, all this Bhakti Rasamrut Maharaj, going from all these wonderful Vaishnavas, and now we see such a great place. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Sri Radha Gopinath Bhagwan Ki Jai.